that must be revealed, which is your scroll. Am I talking to you? Like Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul was sick. He had a situation of, we have different contemporaries explaining about the meaning of the thorn in the flesh. But my understanding is this man was attacked, and as he says it, I had a thorn in my flesh. I prayed and prayed that it must come out of me. The man, this sickness was not coming out until, the Bible says, until the Lord said, my grace is sufficient. The word until, it means that he was having this problem until. When did the problem stop? When God said, my grace is sufficient. Am I talking to you? So what is what God said? My grace is sufficient. That is revelation. When that revelation was revealed, the thorn disappeared. So there is a revelation about you.
Amen.
My God. There is a revelation about you.
Amen.
So you may get that revelation. But for that revelation to be opened, there are seals. Seals, a word is seal, it means difficulty. The word is seal means difficulty. It means a challenge or challenges. So scripture, when you read the Bible there, it says what? It says, and I saw at the right hand, okay, of him, what it says?
I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll written inside of the back, sealed with seven seals.
Now, how many seals were sealed?
Seven.
Come on, I really want your participation here, because tonight we're going to be like it's a class. Because if you will not understand this teaching, you will continue living your life like no matter what happens. Like some people already, what God spoke 2 months ago, it's already gone in their mind. Now, but they are the remnants I'm targeting. Listen to this. Are you here, right? The Bible says, I saw a scroll. This scroll was sealed. There was a revelation. There was something big, whether it was about healing or deliverance or breakthrough, but it was hidden. It was covered with how many seals?
Seven.
Now, what are seals? Come on, speak louder. What are seals? Those of you who are watching, I'm hearing you, I'm seeing you. What are seals?
Difficulties.
I want to see your mouth talking. What are seals? Difficulties. Problems. Challenges. Now, meaning to say that the revelation he was seeing, it was covered with how many problems?
Seven
problems. Now, in verse 2, now look at this. Look at this. In verse 2.
Then I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose its seals?
So the question that the angel is asking, he's not asking about who is going, who is in the seals or who is in these problems. No. The question is, who is worthy? Now, worthiness in the spirit matter. Korika mahande yamanda.
Yes.
Worthiness in the spirit do matter.
Yes.
And I want you to hear this again. This is why what someone can pray for you and it can't happen. If you go to another person, they can pray for you and it can happen because that person is worthy to pray for you. I'm trying to talk to somebody here. It's not everybody that is assigned to father you in the spirit. That's why there are people that God says, I have made this man worthy to father. Okay. Now, someone say worthiness.
Worthiness.
What God is looking at here about who is able to break these difficulties, he's saying, are you worthy to break them? Now imagine a person who all they are thinking is, I want to command my problems to come out. I want to break these problems to come out. And heaven says, we want to see, are you worthy?
Yes.
So if you see the story here, it's a story of Jesus. However, it does not stop on Jesus. It is a spiritual principle of worthiness. No matter how people will lie to you to say, oh no, everyone, we have the same grace. We do not. We do not. We do not have the same grace. In Romans 12:3, it says we have got different. It says God moves according to the grace, to the level. God dealt with each one of us differently.
As God has dealt to each one a measure of faith.
For I say,
through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith.
So get this. Are you worth it? That's a question. I know you want to break that problem. I know you want to break loose. But the question is, are you worth it? I'm going to actually defend what I'm teaching right now. We're going to do a little bit of studying further together so that the apologetics of this teaching is in line with the scripture. Understand this. Are you still here, somebody?
Yes.
Get this. If you have a neighbor, ask your neighbor to say, how many difficulties do you have? Say, that difficulty is a seal. Now, we're going to hand them out. Are we ready to hand these seven seals which John saw? Okay. Now, in verse 3, now there's a question. Who is worthy? Now, that's worthiness. In verse 3, Scripture says, and no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look at it. Did you hear the question? To open the scroll or to what? Did you hear the scripture in Isaiah which says, look in the scroll of the Lord and read? Now imagine you are not even able to look in the scroll. To understand about your marriage, to understand about your healing, to understand about your breakthrough, to understand about your calling. There are people who know, but they have no understanding because their scroll is closed. And what closes the scroll? Difficulties. If it's marriage, disappointments. If it's finances, delays. A lot of problems. These are not problems in the spirit. They are called seals. And the Bible says when God asked John, when the angel asked John, who's worthy? John looked upon the earth. There was no one who was able. When he looked up in heaven, there was nobody. When he looked those who died under the earth, there was nobody. Then scripture continues. It says, so I cried, I wept so much because there was nobody. No one was found worthy. The cry was not about breaking the seals, but there was no one worthy to what? To open and to read the scroll or to look at it. So what is this scroll? What is this revelation we're talking about? Let's see the revelation. There it is. But one of the elders said to me, do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals. So Jesus was found to say he will break these problems and he will open the revelation. What is this revelation? What is this scroll? The scripture continues. It says, and I looked and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, that is Jesus, as though it had been slain. That, get that? Having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out. In verse 7, then it says, then he came and took the scroll. That lamb of God took the scroll. This lamb was slain. So we are seeing a seal of death and resurrection. Jesus went in a difficulty. And because of that, we see Jesus coming. And he took the scroll. Now look at that. And he opened. Okay? Then he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. In verse 8. Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers. Wait a minute. Are you understanding something here that is I'm talking about? He says the moment he took the revelation, he saw prayers of the saints falling at the feet of Jesus. There are some prayers, I'm telling you, for them to reach the throne of God, we need a scroll. Amen. You must identify your own revelation. What is God saying about me? What is God saying about my children? It is knowing what you know about what God says that will give you the determination and the strength to break what the enemy is trying to raise to stop you. But that's not the story of tonight. We want to see these seven seals. What are these seven seals? Now, we're going to read the scripture because we have to understand what I'm teaching, because people may think maybe it's just a teaching. It's not just a teaching. This, what I'm teaching you, is what it is in the spirit. When we talk about seals, seals are difficulties. Okay? Are you here, somebody? Now, in Revelation chapter 6, now this is chapter 5. The story is going on until chapter 6 from verse 1 to 2. Can you read it? What does it say?
Now I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals.
So there's an interpretation of the meaning of seals now. Okay?
And I heard one of the four living creatures saying with a loud voice like a thunder, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a white horse. He who sat on it had a bow, and the crown was given to him. And he went out conquering and to conquer.
Now that's the first seal is opened. He said when the first seal was opened, you understand? When the first seal was opened, boom, a revelation was seen. Jesus sitting on a white horse, going to do what? Conquering and to conquer. Are you here? Are you understanding something here? When one difficulty was opened, Jesus was seen conquering. But before Jesus conquered, in Revelation 19 verse 11, see what happened to him. In Revelation 19 verse 11,
now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse.
The same horse.
And he who sat on him was called faithful and true. And in righteousness he judges and makes war.
So before Jesus was given the accessibility of conquering and waging war, the Bible says he that was there was proven to be faithful. And it's true. You will not just open certain seals. Some seals that you are facing in life, God wants to prove. Are you loyal? Amen. When I bless you, will you still remain here? And there are things God will allow to come to you, to teach you. God will allow certain things to happen to see, are you faithful? And the Bible says when Jesus proved that, the world came and he conquered the world. And the Bible says when that happened, the first seal was done to say, yeah, you have been proven. Now you are given a what? A white horse. Conquering and to conquer. Am I talking to somebody right here? He had to prove to be faithful and true. Listen to me. I know some of you are just praying. All you want is a miracle. All you want is a breakthrough. All you want in this month, if there is something you should pray for, is God help me. Because this is what will make Jesus worthy. Are you worthy? Are you remaining steadfast? Are you worthy? That's the question. Jesus had to prove. Ask your neighbor, are you worthy? Are you faithful? Can you imagine? You're not even faithful to yourself. Are you faithful? I told you this. I said, listen, when we are beginning the month, I said, listen, in this month, at least somewhere fast, somewhere pray, we'll reach this month end, some people not doing it. Faithful, true, is very important. Are you faithful? Are you true? Or is hunger? Am I talking to you? Am I speaking to you? I have seen people who say, ah, you're my prophet. I'm not going anywhere. Ah, when they got money, they left. And I realized it wasn't them talking at that time. It was hunger. So faithful and true. Let's go ahead. Jesus, he had to overcome the world. In John 16, verse 33, the Bible says, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. His temptation in the wilderness, in Matthew 4, verse 1 to 11, we see Jesus, listen to me, he was tempted by Satan and never gave up. He was told, if you bow now, all the wealth you see in the world will be yours. And some of you have been tested before. Someone said, I want to have a business meeting. Can we meet Sunday morning? You chose a business meeting. You didn't even go to church. And where are we now in that business? How are we? Didn't even go far. It was a test from God. You will never have a meeting with a Muslim on Friday. I do business and I know. I do a lot of business with Muslims. When we said, can we meet on Friday? They said, no, I'll be in the mosque. A believer, just a little money to say, on Sunday morning, can we meet? Ah, yeah, no problem. What time? Can we meet at 10 o'clock in the morning? No, I'll be there at 6 in the morning. Hunger. It is very sad. I'm teaching you this teaching with heaviness. I know where some of you are missing it. Be faithful to the Lord. Be true to the Lord. Commit yourself because it's all about worthiness. Will you be able to break out? God isn't looking for powerful prayer warriors. God is not looking for those who are fasting a lot. He's looking for those who are worthy. And worthiness, it is when you are loyal, when you are true to your God, when you are faithful to your God. He was tempted. He never gave up. Amen. He was shown gold, silver, diamonds, all the mines. He was told, you have all these things. If you only just bow, it was a 1 minute thing. You're just going to kneel down and stand up. That's it. And you get everything. He refused. Raise up your hand and say, in the name of Jesus. Father, make me worthy. Can him? It is what can. It's what separates people. Are you worthy? So Jesus was tempted. In the wilderness. The second seal the red horse, which represents war. Verse 3 to 4, same chapter.
When he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, come and see.
What did he see?
Another horse, fiery red, went out. It was granted to the one who sat on it to take peace from the earth.
Imagine that.
And that people should kill one another.
Imagine that.
And there was given to him a great sword.
Are you understanding this? When the second seal was opened, what did he see? Blood shedding. There was no peace. What does the seal represent? Difficulty. A challenge. A problem. When he saw the second seal, what was it representing? It was representing blood. Lack of peace. And some of you are facing it right now. People are just dying in the family. Or there is no peace in your life. It is a seal. As I'm talking now, you have got debts. You have no peace. You can't even sleep. You don't even know what to do with your school. And some of you, you have no peace. The Bible says it was a seal. Amen. These are the seven seals he saw, which covered the scroll. So what, instead of people to see the scroll, they were seeing what? The seals. This is what blocks your eyes. Instead of seeing what God said, you are seeing your debts. You are seeing your difficulties. You are seeing your challenges. You don't need one to be worthy. So how did Jesus Christ overcome this? Number one, the Bible says he himself became the Prince of Peace to bring the peace on earth. In Isaiah 9 verse 6, can you read it for me? In Isaiah 9 verse 6, it says what?
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
What did you see there? It says the seal that he saw had two symbols. One, lack of peace. And number two, blood on earth. So Jesus Christ, can you see what he did? He became the Prince of Peace. Not only that. In scripture, it says when he was praying in Gethsemane, he had to shed his own blood. Where he sweat as he was doing the warfare, his own sweat became blood. That's why when John looked, there was no one who could have done that. And he cried. There was no one worthy to break that seal. See the scripture. It says what?
And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground.
Am I talking to somebody right? This was a moment of a test where scripture says he even said, not my will, but let your will be done. Can you imagine he wanted to live? But he said, I would wish this cup could pass me by. But let not my will, but your will. These are things that brings in worthiness. When you say, I know I needed to go there, but God says I shouldn't go there. When you begin to handle issues where you say, I know I have to obey what God wants me to. Because listen, the principle does not change. The principle does not change. Tonight I came here to teach you how to be worthy. It's time to kill your will. Because what you're facing, I'm telling you, what you're facing, it is not just a thing that you're going through. You have to break it. Jesus broke death by just doing God's will. What was meant to kill him, he resurrected and defeated it. What it is meant to silence you, you will silence it. But you have to obey his will. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus that the anointing to do God's will begin to manifest upon your life. Are you following? The third is seal. All right, so go to verse 5 to 6. Okay.
When he opened the third seal.
This is where a lot of people, where they will love this one now.
I heard the third living creature say, come and see. So I looked, and behold, a black horse.
Imagine.
And he who sat on it had a pair of a scale in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, a quart of wheat for a denarius, and 3 quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil and the wine.
Now, this is a simple issue. It's not even complicated. It says, when I saw the third one, this was to do with economic crisis, inflation, financial problems, and there was a person sitting on this one, on the horse, and he had a scale where he would actually measure what, how your life must be, and he would look and say, this is the amount of things, how these things must be done. These are difficulties facing the world right now. There are laws in the spirit governing financial dominions and principalities that you have no idea. And you'll be wondering, why am I not making it? Why this problem and why there? The Bible says it was a seal. How many want to break this? This is for finances. How many would like to break every seal, every financial seal that the enemy is causing in my life, every financial difficulty? I want to see a hand of everyone else with a financial difficulty. The Bible says when he saw this, there was a black horse. And the black horse is a representation of economic crisis, a financial scarcity. Whenever you see this black horse, and the Bible says it is the one who was representing the third seal. And I told you this. Can you imagine that when people were looking at this, they saw the first seal, which was conquering. The second seal, which was what? Blood and lack of peace. And then, third seal, the black horse, which is what? Economic challenges, scarcity. Now imagine that you are seeing these things in your life. There, no peace in your life. There are blood, economic crisis, financial. Would you see revelation? The reason why people are failing to see the scroll, the reason why people are failing to see revelation, it is because of the seals that have covered the revelation. And the Bible starts listing them one by one and how Jesus dealt with each one. There was this. And we go back into the Bible. How did Jesus Christ handle it? He did this. There was this. So how did Jesus Christ handle that? He became poor so that we, through his poverty, we can become rich. Amen. The Bible says he became poor so that us, so imagine Jesus had to come and go through financial problems. He had to carry the seal of poverty so that we, through his poverty, can become what? Rich. And all that, he was breaking the seal. Tonight, I declare, every seal in your life, every difficulty in your life will be broken in Jesus' name. Are your amen is lacking something? The fourth seal. verse 7 to 8.
When he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the four living creatures saying, come and see. So I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And the name of him who sat on it was Death, and Hades followed with him. And power was given to them over a fourth of the earth, to kill with a sword, with hunger, and with death, and by the beast of the earth.
Are you hearing these things that I were reading? When the fourth seal was seen, there were two common spirits. One that represented death, and one Hades. But amazing thing is, not only did they represent that, but they had other demons as well as a corporate, which were bringing what? Hunger and the suffering. And what did Jesus Christ do in return? He came and stayed with the hunger for 40 days and 40 nights. What did he do in return? In the book of 1 Corinthians, Jesus Christ went to Hades. If you read, okay, let's just go there quickly. I love my Bible. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 54 to 55.
So when this corruptible has put on incorruptible, and this mortal has put on immortality, then it shall be brought to pass. The saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory?
And read it for me, Ephesians as well, chapter 4, verse 9 to 10.
Now this, he ascended. What does it mean but that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is also the one who ascended far
so
above
the lower
the
parts
heavens.
Of the earth is the word Hades. Okay? Yeah. It's very important. So we see Jesus, and I want you to understand something that is important. Because when we are teaching to say seals represents difficulties, we are seeing in each seal what Jesus suffered. On each seal represents what Jesus went through. Jesus no hunger. He knows poverty. He knows lack. He knows scarcity. He even said, foxes have got a place to stay. The Son of Man has not even have a place where he can put his head. He knows it. He went through every seal. Any seal you're hearing in the Bible here, you can go back in the Bible, you'll find the difficulty it represents that he, Jesus, went through. But there was a purpose, which is a scroll. There was a reason why he was going through those things. Number five. Let's go to number five. From verse 9 to 11. The fifth seal, the cry of the martyrs.
When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held.
Can you imagine the fifth seal represented death? People dying for the word. People dying. Now, these are things that have governed Revelation. And you are being told, can you go and open it? But before opening the scroll, you are going to face this. And when they asked this question, no one raised up a hand. Nobody raised up a hand. Go ahead into verse 11.
And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth? Then a white robe was given to each of them. And it was said to them that they should rest a little while longer until both the number of their fellow servants and their brethren who would be killed as they were was completed.
That was the fifth seal that represents death for the world and for God. In the book, as we're all aware, in John 10, verse 18, Jesus willingly.
No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on myself.
Imagine. I have power to lay down and have power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father. Meaning to say, Jesus was actually commanded by the Father on this seal, go and die. So this was a difficulty. I'm talking about Jesus' seals here. I haven't spoken about your own seals. You may not have the seals of Jesus. You may have your own seals. Some of you, it's not what Jesus went through. Some of you, it's your own. You have got a sickness in the house. In fact, it's not even you. What the seal you're facing, what the devil did, he brought a disease on your son. You are now, you don't know what to do. There is no peace because someone in your family is sick. God wants your faithfulness in this moment. Amen. God wants your commitment in this moment. Amen. Because this seal will be broken. Jesus, I'm telling you, this seal, this problem will be broken. And we're going to see the revelation out of it, which is your testimony. I asked God several times so many questions. When I was arrested, when my wife was arrested, I asked God to say, God, what wrong have I done? That was the first question. And when I descend by the Spirit to say there is something behind this, I remained quiet. Until today, you have never heard me saying, we are praying against these people, this one. I've never. Because God told me there is something behind this.
Yes. Things don't just happen.
There is what?
Something.
That's why I've never, not even a single day, seen him even stressed. Never. I know what I'm talking about. The sixth seal. Revelation 6, verse 12 to 17.
I looked when he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake.
Earthquake?
And the sun became black, and sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood.
Just stop there because of time. Let's look at fulfillment. In Matthew 27, verse 45. How did it happen? It did actually happen.
Now from the sixth hour until the ninth hour.
When Jesus was on the cross, what happened?
There was darkness over all the land.
Exactly.
And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice saying, Eli, Eli. Lama sabachthani, that is, my God, why have you forsaken me?
In Matthew 27, verse 51.
Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn into two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks were split.
You see? What is actually written on seal number what? Six. I saw the earthquake, and I saw darkness. As a seal, as a sign of judgment and God's wrath. And Jesus took that wrath and that judgment on himself on the cross.
Glory! Praise God.
That which was supposed to happen to us, that's why during rapture, we shall be raptured before the earthquakes. We shall be raptured before the darkness. Because he took it upon himself. Pain. Difficulty. How can you be judged and yet you're innocent? And he took that judgment. Let's go to the seventh one. He first silenced as a seal. Let's go into chapter 8, verse 1.
When he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour.
Imagine that. No singing, no worshiping, just silence.
30 minutes.
For how many minutes?
Half an hour.
There was silence. And that happened when he was on the cross.
Yes.
Until he said, "My Father, my Father,
why
have you forsaken me?" Because in that moment, there was silence in heaven. Can you imagine where you are actually passing through a situation where you are in problems and there is silence? There are people right now who are passing through that right now. They have been praying over something and there is silence. Do not mistake a seal with the punishment. Even when there was silence in heaven, Jesus was faithful. And he said to a father who was silent, who never showed up and killed all those soldiers, to say, "You are touching my son." He said to that father who was silent, who had forsaken him at that moment, because God does not look at sin. And Jesus on the cross was carrying the sins of you and me. And God is too holy to behold a sin. And there was silence for half an hour. Jesus said, "Why have you forsaken me?" Despite feeling that, he said, "In your hands,
I
commit my spirit." Would you still say, "Lord, in your hands I commit my life," in that difficulty? In this month, I'm calling for you. It's not just something amazing and the prophet is promising us that good things will happen in this month. This is a month God is calling us unto action. Be faithful unto the Lord.
Amen.
If you have to do what Jesus did, he had to be in fasting. Find a day or two. Fast.
Amen.
There are things around you that you have to sit down and check around, because there is a moment, and this is the moment. This mountain must be moved.
Amen.
This suffering must come out.
Amen.
How many are getting this message? Now we're going back to chapter 5, verse 3. Now let's listen to this question again. Can you read it?
"And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look at it."
Revelation. Your revelation is covered by your problems. What you are, right now the enemy is showing you your suffering. He's showing you problems. But behind what you are facing, there is your breakthrough. Behind what you're facing, there is your calling. I have gone through almost everything. I have been called a witch. I've been called a Satanist. I've been called every name anyone cannot even be named on earth. My whole rising up, I was being chased from school by teachers, giving me punishments for preaching the gospel. I have dug pit latrines with my bare hands, digging it like this the whole day when my fellow students are in the class, just because the teacher said, "I hate you because you preach." And I was number one in class all the times, as if my preaching was affecting my performance. "So, you, I hate you. Come up, stand up over here. Get out of my class." I've gone through anything which newspaper hasn't written about me. YouTube blogger. It's just speaking things they don't even know about me. But listen to me, behind it, there is something bigger. What the enemy wants when he's doing that, he wants you to see what people are saying. He wants you to have pain, to feel it. He wants you to be stressing, to be looking at your situation as if it's bigger. But the scroll upon me is more bigger. Amen. The revelation of where I'm going is more bigger. Amen. What I shall become is more greater. Amen. Check verse 4. What does it say? It says what?
So I wept much because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll now or to look at it.
Goes now to verse 2. Let's go to the question now. Now here, there was no one worthy. But that you have learned this teaching. Now let's read again verse 2.
Then I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose his seals?
I want an answer from you now. Who's worthy now?
I am worthy.
See, even doubting. Who's worthy? I want to see a hand up. Who's a major one now? I now know. I'm ready. I'm going to break every seal. And I'm going to get my scroll. I want to see a hand up of anyone else who says I'm worthy. I told God, I said, now I can't fly to another country. I said, the moment I'm here, I'm going to be faithful. I will do anything God says, do it. Until the seal is broken. And what was behind is revealed. And I actually know it. I see the revelation. I see it's there. Hear with ears. Let them hear. Every person right now, who you sense a scroll, a revelation upon you, or upon your life or your family, but you are sensing resistance, you are sensing difficulties, I want you to raise up your hand right now. Jesus we learn from him how he handled the seals. Some he acted by obeying, some he addressed them. The Bible says he went to Hades and defeated Satan right there. And made him useless and powerless. As you raise up your hand. Think of how many difficulties you have. Think of any challenge you have. But I have a message. Which is the scroll. And I want you to pay attention to this scroll. The Lord says, I'm about to do a wonder. This is the scroll for you. This is the revelation for you. And I want you to keep this revelation. The Lord says, I'm about to do a wonder. I'm about to do something that your ears have never heard. Your eyes have not seen. I'm about to lift you up unto a height you have never experienced. Now I don't care about this difficulty. I command this difficulty to come out. In this month of October, to remember, this seal will be broken. I said this seal will be broken. What is covering your glory shall be broken. I rebuke every attack over your life. Every satanic agenda against you be broken right now.